Okay, we'll head back up to Dave here in just a second. I just have a couple things to say. Been a busy last few weeks for here in this household. We've been doing a lot of switching around with vehicles, doing a lot of new stuff to the house, and just been very busy, of course, with all the other things that come up. And I think there's Rick and Dave, DW, and Dave, BCQ. I think we're the only retired guys out here, but probably I'll tell you that don't know how we had time to work. But all right, let's move back up to the top of the list, KEPCQ. Go ahead, Dave.
N8ERL in the group. First off, Dave, thanks for running the net tonight. And, yeah, the statement about being retired is a misnomer. I don't know what happens to the... I think the clock changes. You own a different clock because it really goes fast. I got an 891 here, and I finally got the Digi-Rig connector so I can have only one line to the computer, and I'm going to try F8 and FT8, and it's been looming in my head for probably a year, and just I haven't got to it yet. With that said, everybody have a great week. Stay safe. Let's get the leaves raked, and maybe we can get rid of some of this snow. KE8PCQ. Back to Matt. 7-3s.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, it's really funny. If I had a job, I don't know how I would work it in with everything that I have to do, but I guess that's all part of life. And good luck on the FT8. One nice thing about FT8, if you are looking for contacts for DXCC, there's some of these stations lately, or I should say, well, yeah, I guess lately, the last year or so, doing, if they're on a de-expedition, they are doing multi-streaming. So when you get to their... find where they're at, it's very easy to, if they hear you, you can hear them, to make a contact because they're streaming four signals at once. So normally, and there's always a lot of guys trying to get them, but multi-streaming is really great. It's a good way to pick up an entity, I guess. Okay, Dave, thanks. Rick, you're up next with Ron DeFowl, KCDOA.